ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical hit, Music in the Air, starring Gordon McRae and his charming young guest star, Miss Jane Powell. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another top musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you very much, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight we have music by Jerome Kern and a story by Oscar Hammerstein II. And so we're ready for adventure, romance, and music in the air. Our curtain rises on the picturesque mountain village of Edendorf, deep in the Bavarian Alps, where I happen to be a school teacher named Carl Rader. A mighty lucky school teacher, too. Because my sweetheart is the petite and charming motion picture star, Janie Powell.
Why, thank you, Carl.
Oh, you're welcome, Sieglinda. That's Janie's name in the story, Sieglinda. But you see, I'm sort of a bashful schoolmaster. More at home with a multiplication table than with a girl. And every time I see the beautiful Sieglinda, I don't know, I get a lump in my throat. So I can't really say the things I feel inside me. I remember one day I was coming up to Sieglinda's house to bring something to her father. Dr. Lessing.
Hello, Carl.
Oh, hello, Sieglinda.
Well, you should have told me you were coming to see me. I'd have been home sooner.
Well, you see, I didn't exactly come to see you.
Oh?
I came to see your father.
Well, if you thought to see my father, then see
me.
Oh,
no, Sieglinda, you don't understand. I mean, I always say the wrong thing when I'm close to you.
Oh, Carl, don't be bashful. Tell me what you're trying to say.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play. I feel it start and melt away.
Why can't I let it?
is that you?
Yes, Father.
I've finished the words, Dr. Lessing.
So soon? That's wonderful.
Carl, did you write words for one of Father's compositions?
Well, I hope what I've written is worthy of the greatest composer in Edendorf.
Oh, Carl, I am the greatest composer in Edendorf because I'm the only composer in Edendorf. Let me hear your lyrics, Carl.
I'll be out in the kitchen.
No, Siglinda, stay. I want you to hear this, too, because even though you don't know it, you helped me write the words.
Just how sweet I think you are. Why haven't I told you? I pulled ripples in a brook, made my heart an open book. Oh, why haven't I told you? Friends ask me, am I in love? I always answer yes. Might as well confess. If I don't, they guess. Maybe you may know it too. Oh, my darling, if you do, why haven't you told me?
Siglinda, you and Carl sing it together.
All right.
Businessman?
Look, I'm going to Munich next week with the walking club. And Dr. Lessing, if you came with us...
I should walk to Munich? 60 miles? You think I'm a schoolboy?
Oh, we'll take our time. A week or more.
I have not been there for 20 years. My old school friend, Aunt Marla, is a music publisher in Munich.
Why, then you must come and give him the song. And Sigurd must come to sing it for you.
Oh, please, Father. Please,
Father. Somehow I feel this is a wrong thing to do. It will bring sadness.
How, Dr. Lessing? It can only make you famous.
Oh, it'll be a wonderful holiday for all of us.
There's a hill beyond the hill, beyond the hill, beyond the hill. If you listen to the song, follow along, follow along. There's a dream beyond the dream, beyond the dream, beyond the dream. If your heart is young again. There's a hill beyond the hill, beyond the hill, beyond the hill. If you listen to the song, follow along, follow along. There's a dream beyond the dream.
Oh, my goodness. What have they done to Munich in the 20 years I've been away?
Oh, goodness, everyone's in such a hurry. Look, everyone looks so mad.
Well, that's the way it is with city life.
Ah, look, there is a sign, Mahler and Company, music publishers.
Well, shall we go in?
I wonder if my old friend Ernst will recognize me. It has been so long.
May I help you?
We'd like to see Mr. Mahler, please.
Well, he's very busy. You'll have to wait.
And you can take your play and your music.
Now, Frieda, let's not have another scene.
Who's making the scene?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm leaving you, Mr. Mahler. I'm leaving your wretched little opera company.
May I introduce myself?
Walk out on me, Frieda Hutsfield, and you'll never work in musical comedy again.
I have a dozen offers.
Excuse me. Are you really Frieda Hutsfield, the great star?
See, Mr. Mahler, here is a young man who appreciates my talent.
I saw you once in the Chocolate Soldier. You were wonderful.
I see that. I didn't say so.
It is not possible. You are Mr. Mahler?
Yes.
You look like Ernst, but you should be older. We went to school together.
Oh, you're thinking of my father. He's been dead 10 years.
Ernst? Yes.
Yes.
My old friend.
Oh, don't be sad, Father. I'm sure young Mr. Mahler will listen to your composition.
You see, I have written a song, and my daughter has come to sing it for you.
Everyone in the world has written a song and expects me to publish it. I'm sorry, I can't be bothered.
You can't treat my father like that. He's a great composer.
Well, this is a fiery little one, isn't she?
Bruno Mahler.
Oh, run along. I'm going to listen to this little angel sing.
That finishes it. I'm through.
That's right. You're through.
Oh! Oh. Young man.
Yes?
How would you like to take me to dinner?
Me? Have dinner with the immortal Frieda Hutsfeld?
What a nice way of putting it. Young man, you should write.
Well, I have done a few lyrics.
Oh? Well, perhaps you'll write some of these.
Now, Mr. Mahler, about the song.
Oh, yes, the song. Yes, I'll listen to it. And then, Dr. Lessing, perhaps you'll let me have dinner with your daughter.
Are you having a good time, Carl?
Yes. But I can't believe that this is really me having dinner with a famous star.
Oh, Carl, you're refreshing. And I'm very fond of you.
Are you really? Do you know what's been happening to me, Frieda, while we walked in the park?
No. Tell me, Tom.
I hear music when I look at you. A beautiful theme of every dream I ever knew. Down deep in my heart, I hear it play.
Good time, Siglinda.
Oh, it's been a glorious evening. And I'm so proud that you're going to publish my father's song.
How could I help it after the way you sang it? I wonder, can I persuade you to take Frieda Hutsfield's place in my opera company? I'll make the theater goers love you as much as I do. You think you could be happy working with me?
Oh, yes, Mr. Mahler. By her word together, I almost seem to hear music in the air.
That Carl and my Sieglinde, that they should sing their songs to each other, not to strangers. Oh, we never should have come here. We should have stayed in Edendorf.
Why can't I let you know the song
that would be? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring.
Please,
It's strange how people who love each other or think they do can suddenly drift apart. Back home at Edendorf, I had dreamed that someday Siglinda would be mine. But in Munich, with the glamorous Peter Hospital in my arms, Siglinda didn't seem nearly so important. And she was having the time of her life with that pompous impresario, Bruno Mahler, who had actually given her a starring part in his newest operetta.
Quiet now, quiet in the theater.
Oh, do I look all right, Mr. Mahler?
Oh, yes, my child, you look enchanted.
I'm so frightened, though, with all the lights and the people.
Do not be frightened. This is merely a dress rehearsal.
See you, pretty, my dear. I will be with you.
Well, thank you, Father.
All right, music.
Beautifully, Mr. Mahler.
Yes, she sings magnificently. But I'm afraid she won't be.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, it's not enough to be able to sing. A star in musical comedy must know how to move, how to act, how to walk up on a stage as if she owned it.
But Miss Linda is a child. She will learn.
There isn't time enough. Oh, if I could only get through to Hartfeld.
I thought you hated him.
I do. I would give my arm not to be dependent upon her. But do you realize what makes her great? She's played every little town in Europe. She's been hissed and booed off stages. She's starved between jobs. But finally, after years of work, she's become Frieda Hatzel, the famous prima donna. And so, my dear, it was wrong of me to expect you to take her place, a child who never saw a stage until a few weeks ago.
I'm so ashamed.
Siglinda. Oh, Siglinda, what's wrong?
Carl. Oh, you tell him, Father.
Schoolmaster, have you seen Frieda Hatzel? Do you know where she is?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
At her hotel, she's packing her bag to go to Vienna.
Oh, I only hope I'm in time to stop her.
I don't understand. What's going on here?
They don't want me to play the part.
Oh, dear,
they said I'm not good enough.
I'm sorry, Siglinda. But we don't belong here. We belong in our own little village in Edendorf.
Now that you're tired of your Frieda Hatzel, I suppose you want to go home, hmm?
Yes, Siglinda.
Well, I don't know what to do. Oh, come, Father, please. Please, I want to get away from
you. But Siglinda.
We belong together. We're happy together. And life is a song. When we are together, we know we are where we belong. We belong together like birds of a feather. Together we fly. Little caring whether the rest of the world is alive. All alone, I'm only a half, like a joke without any laugh. But when we are together, we're happy together and life. Together we know we are where we are.
long, lonesome road back to Edendorf, I thought how much I hated all great cities and all prima donnas of musical comedy. Because they had separated me from my Sieglinde. In Edendorf, I found her again, but we were farther apart than ever. Until the day Sieglinde came running to her father with a big package wrapped in brown paper.
Father, look what came in the post.
Oh, Munich.
What can it be? Oh, your song.
All printed and published.
Oh.
And a letter from Mr. Marla.
Oh,
we are sending this all over the world. Oh. We expect to sell thousands of copies.
Oh, Father. Oh, congratulations.
You must not only congratulate me, my child. What about the man who wrote the words to the song?
I don't want to talk to Carl. He doesn't say anything about me.
Nonsense. The whole village is talking about how sad our schoolmaster is because you won't talk to him. He is so gloomy with his lessons, the whole generation is being depressed.
Well, we can't let that happen.
Of course not. Now take this music and show it to your car.
Carl!
Linda.
Look, I have a present for you. Walter Lessing, words by Carl Rader. Oh, it's your song, Carl.
Oh, no, my darling. You are the inspiration, both for your father and for me. Sieglinde, the song is you.
I alone have this lovely strain.
Meanwhile, this is Gordon MacRae with a word of thanks to our excellent supporting cast, Betty Lou Gerson, Jerome Cowan, T.G. Pearson, and Herb Butterfield, who played Dr. Lessing. Music in the Air, composed by Jerome Kern, with book and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II, was adapted for radio by...